An historic agreement between BC and Haida Nation is one step closer to becoming law in British Columbia. Haida Nation Council President Gogwe's Jason Alsop said legislation tabled Monday, April 22, recognizes and honors the truth of Haida history, his people's relationship with Haida Gwaii and the history of British Columbia with Haida Gwaii. This act and this work is an acknowledgement of the past denials and the harms and fully embracing this truth we all know, he said during a speech, whose conclusion drew a standing ovation. Haida Gwaii is Haida land, has always and will always be, that we have never ceded, surrendered or in any way given up our title to the land. Gogwe's said it will take time to undo the legacies of colonialism, but noted the agreement will help benefit all parties involved. Gogwe's also drew a link to Earth Day. Together, we face a climate crisis and we can only tackle this crisis working together, he said. Now, more than ever, our concerns and priorities are more aligned. He made these comments after Indigenous Relations and Reconciliation Minister Murray Rankin tabled the Haida Nation Recognition Amendment Act Monday, April 22, in the provincial legislature as members and leaders of the First Nation watched. Related. BC signs agreement recognizing Haida Nation's title over Haida Gwaii. Related. Province recognizes Haida Nation self-governance with legislation. Haida Aboriginal title to Haida Gwaii is clear, Rankin said. It's past time for the province to recognize that indisputable fact. The tabling of the legislation comes 8 days after Haida Nation and BC government had signed the Gaw Alexid, Gilligalgang, Rising Tide, Haida Title Lands Agreement. The agreement affecting 98% of Haida Gwaii recognizes the nation's right to make decisions around the treatment and use of the island's crown land and resources. It does not apply to private lands, local governments, public infrastructure or existing land and resource interests. Rankin said the agreement includes what he called an orderly and incremental path to implementation and paves the path for the federal government to make a similar recognition. Premier David Eby called the agreement and subsequent legislation historic because it ends a history of court battles, while recognizing the historic claims of the Haida Nation since time immemorial. It's just the beginning of the partnership that we are undertaking with the Haida people to move forward in a different way, Eby said. This agreement will raise all boats, Eby said. He also predicted a broader effect. I know this will be an inspiration to Indigenous people around the world.